little elaborate on the Gemara's Kash and the Gemara's Terutza. Be'emes Amru, the Mishnah says, Lo Yikra Lo'er Haner, Be'emes Amru, Hachazen Roye Heichan Tinoikes Koirin, Avol Hu Lo Yikra. Let us again see Rashi on the Mishnah and see our Gemara, because there's a lot of Shverikait. Rashi says, Pshat in the Mishnah, Chazen HaKnesses HaMikro Shiva HaKoirem B'Toire, the Bal Koire, Upo'omim Sheine Yoideya Heichan Tzrichen Likro Islamocha. Sometimes he doesn't know what the Kriya is tomorrow. The Roye, so how does he find out? It seems it's an embarrassing question to ask what's the tomorrow Sedre, and Ezra's Torah didn't say that Luchas at that time, so what does he do? Is v'roye heichin koiren tenoike shal beisrabim v'shabezu. So he goes and he looks over the shoulder of the tenoikes. V'hein koiren beseide lo'oir haner be'beis haknesses. They're learning the sedra. V'yeideya, now he finds out, she parshe shal shabezu. So the Mishnah is telling us that the tenoikes were koire lo'oir haner. The chazan is not allowed to do this. So Memela, but he's Roya Heichan Tinoikes Koyim. That's one pshat in Rashi. A second pshat in Rashi is Lishnachine Chazen Melamed Tinoikes. He's a Rebbe, not a Bal Koyim. The Roya and the Tinoikes aren't in the Beis Medrash either. The Roya Heichan Yaschilu Lemocha, the Heichu Yisayim Parshi Yisayim. So he can grade himself too. He can look where they're going to start, where they're going to stop. He looks in the sefer. These are the two pshatim that Rashi says. Now let us see our Gemara. Be'emes omru hachazen. Va'amret reishe roye. My love likois. Loy lesader roshei parshi yosef. So we have to understand what is pshat in the Gemara's kashas. What's the problem? My love likois. And there's a kasha, how could it be likros? It says lo yikra. So the Chodesh Ha'oviv and others say pshat is as follows. The Mishnah, if we learn the Mishnah the way Rashi said pshat in the Mishnah, let's say the first pshat in Rashi. So what does it say in the Mishnah? The Mishnah says as follows. The Tanoikis were learning lo iraneh. They were koira lo iraneh. The Chazen, Bechlal was not koira lo iraneh. He just looked over their shoulder. Now, let us think for a minute, is there an issa to look over someone's shoulder, lo'er haner? So lo'er, there's no issa. It says, v'lo yikra lo'er haner. The issa is one is not supposed to be kaire lo'er haner. That is osa. But to look over someone's shoulder is no issa. So the etzem, we don't find a kula in the Mishnah about the chazan. The chazan, the way Rashi says, pshat in the Mishnah, according to both pshatim, the chazan, there's no heter of the chazan. According to the first pshat, the tinoikis are koire lo'er haner. According to the second pshat, there's no tinoikis either that are koire lo'er haner. But anyway, the chazan, we don't find any kula in the chazan. So the Lashon HaMishnah is very shver. The Lashon HaMishnah says, v'lo yikra lo'er haner, be'emes amru achazen roye. What's pshat? What's the be'emes amru? Lo yikra, so v'kert. So what's the be'emes amru? The be'emes amru would seem that the Tan is clearing his throat. And I said, I just said lo yikra lo'er haner. But be'emes amru, that the chazen is permitted to be a koire. That's the beginning of the Mishnah. The end of the Mishnah says, avul hu lo yikra. So seklepsachnish, that is the problem what the Gemara here. Va'amrit reishe roye, the kash isn't from the word roye, the kash is from the word be'emes. Be'emes, that's really the kash. Is my love likroy. So it seems that from the be'emes amru, that the chazan has a heter to be koire. And later it says he shouldn't be koire. So the Gemara says, loy lesader roshe parshiyoso. Now, the Mishnah means not to fully read, but to be mesad the parshiyos. So what does Rashi say? Roshi parshiyos umeritzon bepiv, shemitoich sheroish haparsha shkura bepiv, huniskar bekulo lemochor, umesaye eshiva hakoirin benekude v'taymeo v'lachash.
So Rashi says pshat in the Mishnah is this chazen. Rashi goes now to the first pshat in the Mishnah, but not to the story we knew till now. The story till now was a story he didn't know what the parsha was, and he looked over the shoulder of the Tinaikis. Now all of a sudden we have a new pshat in the Mishnah. The pshat in the Mishnah is we're still speaking about the Baal Koyre, but he has a different problem. He can't remind himself how the parsha goes. So Memele, so we will matter this chazen, that he should go and take a Sefer Torah, and the Rosh Parshi is, let's say, the first posik in each parsha, he could chazerain in the Sefer Torah. So if he'll start off good, later than he can get the gain for Zichalein. So Lemaisa, so that's a heter. So Memele, we have a problem about Rashi in the Mishnah, we'll come to that later. But Al Kaponim, so the Mishnah is very good. The Mishnah says, Lo Yikra, that means he's not permitted to be a full-fledged koyer. He can't take the sefer in front of him to be mavah the whole sefer. That he's not permitted. But be'emis, but there is a heter to be a koyer. He's permitted to be a mitzvah koyer. The Rosh Parshiyos, that he's permitted to be a koyer. And what does he gain from Ritzon Bepiv? He's koyer the Rosh Parshiyos Bepiv. He's a koyer. But it's Rosh Parshiyos. He'll gain from that the Seder will remind himself of the whole Seder. And Lemai said that was his job because Misayei Yeshiva Akeirim in the Kudu B'taymeh B'lachash, others bring a raya that because Pshatan Rashi is, Bizman Chazal, the Oile used to be Keirim, and the whole function of the Baal Keirim was if he didn't know good the Tropa, the Nekudis, he helped him, but it has to be B'lachash, he's supposed to hear the one who's Keirim, but Al-Koponim, so that's what he accomplishes. So the Lashon of the Mishnah is now, give out the good, that it's, there's a be'emes, there is a heter kriya be'mitzes, but v'lo yikra, he's not permitted to be kairing in God. That's with the chazen. What's with the tenoikis? What's with the tenoikis? How did the tenoikis come in over here? Now we have a problem, how the tenoikis come in. What are the tenoikis doing? So Taisva says, we'll see later the Taisis, but Taisva says the tenoikis were learning. The tenoikis were learning the whole Seder. How are they permitted to learn? So Taisa says, Pshat, they're not permitted to learn. But, ain't moichin biyodom. They're learning. Shepherds, I don't have a remark, mit la yikra lo yachaneh. Kot noichel nevelis, is bezn is not mitzuva la hafrishai. The oiva anissa de rabbonon, they're learning Shepherdish. So Betzim, the Mishnah is telling us another chiddish. The Mishnah is telling us that the tenoikis are koirin, and if they're koirin, Shepherdish, It's and we'll see soon. It's not all the time you find Tanoikis Kairim. If they're Kairim, Chepanish, that's one thing. But the Chazen, the Emes Amru, the heter of the Mishnah, is Taka the Chazen, that the Chazen is permitted to look over their shoulder to be a Kairi also. He looks together with them and he says the Rosh Parshis, and that's the heter of the Chazen. That is Pshat in the Mishnah. Bechena Marabe Bar Shmuel, Avo Mesadahu Rosh Parshis. So the Gemara asks, v'kule parsha loy, but the whole parsha is not permitted? Meisvei, Rav Shimon Megamli Eloimer, hatinoikei shol beis rabon, hoyu misadrin parshiyois v'koirin loyer haner. We have a baraisa that the tinoikis, hoyu misadrin parshiyois v'koirin loyer haner. So we have now a kasha from the tinoikis. So let us see text. Meisvei, hatinoikei shol beis rabon, misadrin parshiyois seyim, oimer haram, Le perish akunto she perish b'matnis nachazen roye heichen atinoikis koiren loyer haner. In the Mishnah it says, he sees where they're koire. So the Mishnah says the tinoikis were koire. Ha de loy porich lay mi matnis, and why didn't he ask from the Mishnah? Mishum deika le meimar, de koiren b'issa. I could learn shat in the Mishnah that they're learning b'issa. Ve'ein moichen b'yodah. That I could learn shat in the Mishnah. So, but the Mishnah is no kasha whatsoever. The Mishnah is telling us this halacha, that the tenoikis are koirin, they moichin biyodah. Avol hocha diktoni misadrin, mash meshemutorim lasis kein, do weiss the chois, it's not pshat is that you don't shepherd them. Ho ye, hatinoikai shol beis rabin, ho ye misadrin parshi yoseim v'koirin, and he weiss, this is lachatchila dikedin. So now we have a kasha, so what's pshat in this? How are the tinoikis permitted lechatchile to be misad the parsha yisayim? So the Gemara answers, "Iboy yisayim roshi parsha yisayim."
You have a problem in the Baraisa. The Baraisa is speaking about the Rashi Parshis. There's no difference between the Tanaikis and the Chazan. If you ask a Shaila, the Rav will tell you, we can't permit a Kriya Gemure, can only permit a Kriya of Rashi Parshis. And that is Pshat in the Baraisa. In the Mishnah, we could still learn our old Pshat in the Mishnah. The Mishnah is telling us a different thing. The Mishnah is telling us that if they're learning, don't chapel with them. So we're up to where we started from. And we're back with this shtick title. The boy is saying, then the Gemara says, I'll tell you a different pshat. Shani tenoikis, hoyil uveimas rabon aleihem, loy osi latzluye. That by tenoikis, they're permitted to be koire de parshe. They're permitted to be koire de parshe. Why are they permitted to be koire de parshe? Because the discipline, Bizman Chazal, was Muyimdik. Let's see what Rashi says. The Amos Rabon Aleihem, Ein Poishtin Yad Lishum Dovo, Vafilu Bechoil El Al Pi Rabon. They would sit like mummies. So Memela, what's the Shaila of Shema Yate? They won't go and touch the Nair. Their fingers are under the dust and their fingers were under the Svarim. They didn't look out. They were learning. So Memela, by the Tinaikis, Bechlal, there's no Isser, of likrais loyer haneh. That's the second teretz of the Gemara. Now that we come to the second teretz of the Gemara, now we have now a new pshat in Be'emes Amru. Be'emes Amru means there's a heter. So before we thought the Be'emes Amru was a heter for the Balkaire. Oh yes, it says Veloyikre. Be'emes Amru. But now we have a new pshat. The Be'emes Amru is going on the Tanoikis. It says Loyikre loyer haneh. But you know, Tanoikis are permitted to learn. So the Be'emes now, according to the second Teretz, I know Pshat in the Mishnah. He's Taka Aroye, and he's not permitted to say anything. The other Mefoshim want to say that according to this Teretz could be Rashi Parshis also was. There's no such Hetab Rashi Parshis. And that's Rashi in the Mishnah. Rashi in the Mishnah is according to the maskona of the Gemara, according to the second teretz of the Gemara. So now I know Pshat the Be'emes Amru. The Be'emes Amru is a heter on the Tanoikis. So after this heter, so Memela have a new Pshat in the Mishnah. So he just looks over their shoulder and they're learning. And they're permitted to learn. So the Iker Chiddush of the Mishnah is the Tanoikis are permitted to learn. There's a Moira Dike Rav Nissen Goyin over here that brings a Yerushalmi. And he has a Noah from the Yerushalmi. B'kitzah, Bavli said a teretz that Tanoikis are different. Tanoikis are permitted to learn because Amos Rabon Alei. Let us see Rab Nissen going. Meisve, Rab Shimon ben Gamliel Oymer, Tanoikis Masdirim Parshi Yeseim L'Oyer Haner. Yep, so that Rab Nissen going on Daf Yud Gimel Amud Aleph. So see, Tanoikis are permitted to learn. Bavli says two terutzim. Betalmud Eretz Yisrael pirku pirik achad. He said a third teretz. Chavit, a geshmak teretz. Rotzisi lekosvay bekans. I want to tell you what the Yerushalmi says on this kasha. Vechein omre. Ilein bo di yitvu betzina. Veilan lai bo di yitvu betzina. Yitve betzinah, ki ha-tinoikis yisracheku min ha-kriya. You're afraid that the tinoikis, if they see the lights burning out, they'll go and fix it. Adarabe, it's awesome v'simcha. Cheder closes down, there's no light. Inu boy, the yitve, but they wanted to let the light, they can't wait, as there's also chais brennen shayin. They want to go home already. Ki ha-tinoikis yisracheku min ha-kriya. V'yehovu sheyichob ha-aner. V'onu b'tuchim behem kehem lo yatu esen. You have nothing to worry about. The Tanoikis won't be matter than there. L'fikach huta lehem likreis lo'er ha-ner. D'leker le'meche shem yatu. Aval ha-chazen lo'yikra. The chazen is a psigroper. The chayshinon shem yatu. L'fisha lo'yirtze sheyichob ha-aner. That is pshat, that is a teretz of the Yerushalmi. So, Ketonim, we see that Bizman Chazal, the Tanoikis also didn't have too great a cheshik to learn, and they grew up to be Chayse mentioned.
Let's go further. Ki yaitzei boi la yoichal hazov im hazov. Let us go to the Mishnah 1 second. The Mishnah says that la yoichal hazov im hazov mipnei helgel aveire, and the Mishnah says ki yaitzei boi. The Chaydish Ha'aviv wants to say, what is the dimyan? Here's a hachoke. I mean, this is the only, v'yikra lo'ir ha'ner is the only hachoke that Chazal made. There's thousands of hachokes. The Tana is medame, the hachoke of lo'yichal ha'zovim ha'zovim, to the hachoke of lo'yikra lo'ir ha'ner. So the Chaydish Ha'aviv says there's a tremendous similarity between these two hachokes. Lo yikra lo'ir haner does not mean that one is not permitted to derive benefit from a ner on Shabbos. Fakir is allowed to be a ner, but so there are many shimushim which are mutter. Kriya is also, because kriya might come lidei chilul Shabbos. The same thing we are speaking about, hazovim hazove, we're speaking about ish ve'ishtoi. Yichud is mutter. But the kiruv adas of eating together, that is also. So that is the similarity. That means this is a gzeire that we did not cut off. We did not aser everything for kelt. You could have hano from the yoich haner, but one shimush is also, because this shimush is olul lovoy lidei takolim. So memele ki yoitzebe, this is the same type of a gzeire that even though yichud is mutter beishtai nide, but al kaponim, this is also la yechal hazavim hazav nehergal aveira. This could bring kulkula. Tanya Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar Eimer. Voyu re'ei ad heichon polzo taro bi Yisrael. How great, how strong it was the koyach hatare by Klal Yisrael. Shelayshaninu layoichal hatoyer im atmeya, elo layoichal hazov im hazova mibnei hergel avere. Let us see what Rashi says. Polzo govro kmo yoforatzto yomo vakeitma. How strong it was the koyach of tare. Shelayshaninu layoichal toyer im atmeya. The Mishnah is telling us Allah and Hilchas Nide. The Mishnah is telling us that if the wife is a zova, a nide, it is also for the husband to eat together with her. And one shulchan, the Ravid says, others learn one kore, one shulchan. So that's what the Mishnah is telling us. So why did the Mishnah speak about that the husband is tomei, he's azov? Why did the Mishnah speak about a normal case that the wife is a nida and he's not allowed to eat with ishtai nida mishim helgel aveira? Such a matzav that a husband should sit together with his wife on the same table when she's atmeya, it wouldn't come about. There wasn't a yid who didn't eat chulin betara. That was bismana mishneh. Azayat ayid aiskikik. L'hayachaylev or l'hayayachlem in nishayseyem tmeyes. They had a Pesach kitchen, I don't know, but I think they had two kitchens when she was at Tahira, when she was at Tmeyes. That's for sure. You have to understand what's at the Chabketon with the tablecloth and the chairs. Also, this is going to Tumas Medres and the Kaila was Mamash Hashrek. That Mestame they did here. So when she was a Nida, then they never ate together. I mean, what am I going to do now? I'll leave Chul and Betume. So then he zicher ate in a different room. There was no shaila about it. So the meilis, what's that mezugin begin hergel averev? Why did they speak about averev? This is the hilchas el mashiach, and no one would ever do such a thing. So the Tana thought, but you know, there is a case. If the husband is tomei, no, then al kaponim, then his wife, he can keep his wife company. Oh, so the Mishnah does take doch nicht. Lo yoichol hazov im hazova mibnei hergel averev. This is an opportunity, but this opportunity can bring a kilkul. So that's what the Mishnah said in the Helgel Aveir. Kiyaitzei, we find another halacha, which also shows us how dovuk Klal Yisrael was in the Inyan of Tare, and the whole halacha was only built in a case where there wouldn't be a stirat Tare. We learned a baraisa that says as follows: Lo yoichal zov parush im zov am ha'oretz. A zov a Talmud Chochem is not permitted to eat with a zov, which is an am ha'oretz, to get in the same shulchan. Shemo yargilenu etzloi, because he might be malgil him. They might get too friendly. Like the Gemara, he margila yetzloi my havis. So what is if they'll eat together and they'll get this? What can be? Ela ema shema yachilenu dvorim tmei. No, they shouldn't eat together because maybe this am haoret will give this parush, will give him dvorim tmei. Dvorim tmei means dvorim shekiblu tumah. So the Gemara asks, what are you afraid of? Otu zov polush lav dvorim tmeim ochu. The zov polush is not eating dvorim tmeim. I mean, he's a zov now, so he's also eating dvorim tmeim. So what's the problem? Omar Abaye, gzeire shema yachilenu dvorim she'enom misukon. That's what we said, dvorim tmeim, we mean he might be machal him tevil. He's an amoritz. He might be machal him demai. He might be machal him, he's an amoritz. An amoritz is choshud an hafroshes maisres. So Chazal made a isel that he shouldn't eat together. We're not speaking about that he's offering him something. Chazal made an isel that you shouldn't eat together this porush with this amoret, shemo yachilenu dvorim tmeim, which means dvorim she'eno misukonim. He might be machal him tevel. So now, let us see what is the Braisa telling us? The Braisa is telling us, in other words, that an amoret, a Talmud Chochem, should not eat together with an amoret, he might be machal him tevel. That means, if you eat together, you might come to be machlam tevel. So why did the Baraisa say, lo yoichel zov porush im zov amoret? So why did they bring on the shaila is, he's an amoret, and he's a porush, so mamela, he might come to eat tevel, so don't eat together. Vostah mered mit a zov porush, mit a zov amoret. Why did you speak about zovim over here? So the teretz is, the Gemara says in Chagige, big day am ha'oret, is medres heim leprushim. A porush would never enter the house of am ha'oret. He's tome, he's nizel. The prushim were nizel betare, the am ha'oret, big day am ha'oret, are medres heim leprushim, so he wouldn't look at him. He had to tell us a baraisa, she shouldn't eat together with him. They stood away with an 8-foot pole. Oh, but there's once a time when they got together. When the Porush became Azov, so Memele, they kicked him out of his house also, who wants to eat with him. They found Azov Amoretz, and Memele, two are in the same boat, now they'll eat together. Oh, you better not eat together, it's better to be alone, because this Amoretz might be Machel Yutevel. That's Pshat in Abai. The Rav Omar, Rav Amei Ha'oretz Ma'asrin Heim. The Rav said, no. Chazal never made such a gzera. It's a gzera l'gzera. Because Afilu, he'd give him to eat. The Amei Ha'oretz, Rav Amei Ha'oretz Ma'asrin Heim. We're not speaking about Avaryon. Rav Amei Ha'oretz Ma'asrin Heim. So the whole thing is Achshash Terabonon. So you're gonna ask her to eat together, maybe he might give him Dmai? I mean, so what is it? It's a gzera l'gzera. Chazal never asked such a thing. Elo shemo, not yachilenu. He goes back to the first gzeira. By first it said, shemo yargilenu. Shemo yehirogil etzloi. Maybe yehirogil etzloi. Yachilenu dvorim tmeim bimei taharosa. Not shemo yachilenu. He'll become rogil. They might get friendly. And if they'll get friendly, he might come to eat a davar tamei bimei taharosai. That means if they get close together, he might send them something. And this amoretz be'etzem is also was. The amoretz also was nizreit chulim betara. Abol dachid is a chulim betara. Like an amoretz is a soge. He didn't learn say the taris with all the mafarshim. It's not like was bezman chizkiyo that they were boki. But he's an amoretz. That's also nizreit betara. If they'll get close, shemo yachilenu dvorim tmeim bimei taharosai. So the Sfasemis is God Meira. He says, Rav said, Al Zmai, there's nothing to be afraid of. So Gzeira Legzeira. Why should you do such a thing? So what did Rav say? So Rav said, Noch besser. Rav said, he might be Machalim, Chulen Betume. He might be Machalim. And what is that? So what is that? There's no Issa. It's a Frumkeit. He said, that's called Satara be Yisrael. Tara was that Isurim is Mamela, then we go with Lomdis of Gzeira Legzeira. Shemo Yachilenu Dovol Tome. If he'll be Malgiletzloy, and it might come out that he might eat a Dovol Tome. This is Tara, that was the heroes of the Tara of Klal Yisrael. This he didn't go, you weren't such a Medagdik, Gzeira Legzeira. Tamai is Halochis. Tara is more than that. So Mamela, that's how Rava learned Pshat in the Bereich. Let us see Rashi. Otu zov porush lav dvorim tmeim koch, or doesn't he eat dvorim tmeim? Valoi kol magoi tome, whatever he touches is tome. So he also ate dvorim tmeim. Others are tainips, okay, you have to know, others are ma'oire, that Azov had an eitzer, he could eat macholim that were not mukshel lekabel tume. I mean, if those who ate chulim betare, be made to Muslim, they also ate chulim betare. They ate food that wasn't mukshel lekabel tume. Aval kaponim, that's a kasha on the Gemara. But the Gemara said, no, Azov, in these times, he eats dvorim tmei. Blekol magoi tume. So Rav said, ma'asrin heim, legazrinon, gzeira legzeira. So you can't say that that's pshat in the Baraisa because it's a gzeira legzeira. Zog toises. Rav oma, roiv am haoret, ma'asrin heim. Bim Taima Homrinem Beperik Basra de Saite Sheyochanin Koyin Godu Gozer al Admai Lafishe Sholach Bechol Gvul Yisrael Verosh Loihoyim Afrishin El Truma Gedoyle Bilvat. Yochanin Koyin Godu was Gozer, he says, not to eat from Am Oret because they were only Mafrish Truma Gedoyle and they weren't Mafrish Maisras and it was a Tevel Daraisa and that was the reason of the Gzeiris. Of the Gzeir of the Mice. Was it the Roy Amoretz Masrin? Shloimer, the Hochikoma. You have to learn the Gemara in Tzaita with a grain of salt. Shloihoyim Afrishin Ela Truma Gdoila Bavad means as far. Shloim Afrishin Kulam Ela Truma Gdoila. All of them, everyone was Mafrish Truma Gdoila. But not everyone was Mafrish Mice. How many were Mafrish Mice? Abu Rubin Hoyim Masrin. Abu Roy Amoretz Mor Masrin. So Memele, so therefore the Maya is at the Rabbah. So if Ruben are Masrim, so why did they make this whole Gzeira? So we can be Seimach and Roit. For ho du choshu hochet fei lemiyut mi bemokei macher, mishum dahavi miyut tishchiyach tuve, for ho yu harbe nechsholem. That it was a miyut that was shchiyach tuve. That's me, why, what shall a miyut eshriach tuve? That's me, Tosis means there wasn't a small miyut. It was an halacha that it didn't have a miyut, but there was a lot of amaratzim that fell into this miyut. That's called, that's me, a miyut eshriach tuve. Or yahar bein echsholem. Or others say pshat, that, you have to understand like this, that, the people who are mafresh maisres, so these farmers that were mafresh maestres, they had an overhead over them. When they sold their tvua, they took this in consideration that a tenth they had to give away for maestres. These amoratzim that weren't mafresh maestres, they were always had sales. They were selling the tvua for cheap, and they had such a market because achmein lozom on the shtan, if you can these Amoratim, so there were a lot of Yisraelim that were nichshol. Could be there was a miut of farmers that were not mafresh maisres, but a lot of Yisraelim were nichshol because of this, because they were able to lower their prices because they didn't have the overhead of hafroshes maisres. So b'meila, that's why they were goyim. But upon them, Taisus Vaistais was a miut hashchiach, a miut hashchiach tuve. So b'meila, you want tzaymech. U'mashe koshe d'abaya, d'abaya, d'rova, d'rova, mafush pek beiz, d'ksubis, gabi chayshina l'goyim. Zog te gemore weiter. Ibo yelohu, nido mahu shetishon im baylo, hi bebigdo, behu bebigdoi. So what is the Shaila? So let's see what Rashi says. Shetishan im bailo, bemita. She's sleeping in one mita bebailo. Kigoin, shehu tome. How could you have such a thing, shetishan im bailo? He wouldn't permit such a thing. Now he's also tome. The lekala meichesh mishum taire. Oy bizman azeh, or maybe, the Gemara was in the spoil, Rav Shimon ben Elozai, meboy rei at heichan polza tare, but you saw that was bizman amishne. But later, is niskalkulo adoyres. So meila the shayla is, oy bizman hazeh, she'ein bay taire, we're not nizzer teit chulam be taire. So meila hovne doch a heiche timtze. And she shoychiv im bayla, bemita achas, hu be bigdoi vehi be bigdoi, Michai Shinon la Hergel Aveire, could this matzev bring a Hergel Aveire? I do make even the Ike Hekeire mitka dechiri. This is not the Derech Shrive, since who be bigdoi ve he be bigdo, so you have a hacker. You have a hacker, just like by lo yoichlu ka'achas, the halach is if there's a hacker bein ish ve ishtoi, so it's permitted. So here, that kufa, he be big do, the hu be big do, that's also a hecker. So there's nothing but to be afraid of. The Chodesh Aviv says, very interesting word. The Chodesh Aviv says, the Loshna Gemara is, mahu shetishon im bailo. That she should lay in the husband's bed. Shetishon im bailo. Why did the Gemara, in the Mishnah it says, we speak about the Zohar first. We speak about lo yoichol hazov im hazovo. So lo chayre the shaila should have been mahu sheyishon im ishtay nida. That should be the shaila. Why the shaila is if she can come into his bed? Why did the gemara klar antafakel? So he says amoyre the kevot. He says in hilchas nida it's brought down that b'shas ishtay nida he's not allowed to even sit on her bed because yovei lidei hiru. So meila her bed is upgefregt. So it's not. He's not allowed to be, so Shailas, but she permitted to come into his bed. So the Isar of Hiru passed doch nicht, because this is his bed. It's not the Mokim Tashmish. So Memele, no boss, it's Tamaz, they're sleeping together in the same bed. No, that's the Gemara Shailas, since it's who be big doi, for he be big do, so Memele, so it could be the one geyser. Or the Rav Shanit, they were geyser. That is the Shailas of the Gemara. Omar Rav Yosef Toshma, ha'oif oile im agvina ala shulchan. You're permitted to put on the same table ha'oif, besar oif, together with gvina. Aber v'einei nechal. But you're not permitted to eat them together. Divrei beishamai, beishilul oimer, loy oilo v'loy nechal. Beishilul holds that you're not allowed to even bring it on the tish. Because if it's on the tish, you might come to eat it together. So you see that base hillel asad aliyah otu achila. So memele, so he's also the same thing. He's also aliyah otu shimush. What is the difference? Base hillel speaking about basarayf becholov. That the whole Isser is a darabonon, and the basoif is a darabonon, and the to eat together is a darabonon, the word is bashul. And the asad aliyah otu achilos. So here the manasrin aliyah otu anavere. So the Gemara says, no. Shani hosom the lekedeis. No, that's a different story. When you're speaking about a dead chicken, a geshochtene chicken and a piece of cheese, there's no one to remind him. Here, there's two people over here. Let us see what Rashi says. Rashi says, Al Ashulchan, She'oichel olav, Mutal aniech besar ha'oif, Eitzel ha'gvina. You're allowed to put on the same table, Besar ha'oif, Eitzel ha'gvina. Because Savri Beishamai, Besar ha'oif, Bechol of lav di reise, V'loi gazrinen helo, Ato achila. Ve'ein einech alimoi, Beisil aloimrim, Shema min odosa. So the Gemara answers, Shani hosam deleke deyitz. Shnei b'nei odom sheyaskiru zeloze. He's alone together with his chicken and cheese, no one to remind him. So the meila there beisil al-he'el, as ha-yogayzer ha-lo-otu achila. But over here, there's two people over here, so if one might forget, you have another, there's two parties involved over here. So if one might forget, the other one will remember. That's the Gemara's dichud. For who are the nami, the motzi, lishnuye, you could say another parrot. The lakeshini lakeira. Here you have a shini over here. Who be big do, he be big do. Well, this is considered a shini. Oh, me, you that even knock it. I feel a day is like it. It's mamish no tzushtel. There is no dais. Here there's dais. I'm a male. If there's dais, there's no problem. So the Gemara hachi nami mistavre, the heiche de ike deyish hani, that deyish is zicher amata. The ktoni seife, apshim megam li eloimel, shne yachsan noyim oichel mal shulchan echad, ze oichel boso, beze oichel gvine, vein choy shishim. That two achsan noyim, they can eat on the same shulchan, and one is eating boso, and one is eating gvine, there's nothing left to worry about. So what's that kipshat? What's with the gzeire gazrin and halo ato achila? The pshat is there. You have days. You have two people. If one might come to be nichshol, so the other one will remind him. So Gemara says, so you're bringing me a raya that fakelt that days is a matter. The lav itmer halo omar avchanin barami omar shmuel. Loishonu el shein makirin zese. Fakel. Shneyach sanoim. The two strange people. They're not hamish one with the other. So memele. So then, haste the fakel. The two strange people. So one is a shame on the other. Avol makirin zese. But what if these two are hamish? So memele, then fakel the hamishkeit can be misgaber over the day. They're close together. The two people can also forget. Aber makirim zeze. So even though there's shnei days asurim, bachinami makirim zeze ninu. So punk fakel. You wanted to be poishim. That fakel that day is a matter. Fakel day is not a matter. Day is only a matter by ein makirim zeze. But when makirim zeze, so the male of days is also not a matter. So Mora says, hochi hashta. No, you can't prove from over there that days here is not a matter. Ho som days ike shinui leke. There's days take, but there's no shinui. That means even though they're two people, that's true. They can get involved in eating, and they won't remember, and they'll be nirshul with achilas posa b'chola. But because there is no shinui. But here there's dais and there's a shini also. So memele, so here we have a shaila. So you can't be poishit. This is a unique shaila of dais and shini. Zot Rashi, Shein makirin, loy osi chad le mishkol midachavre yomeichel. So one will never take from the other one and eat. They're the two strangers. Avo makirim also. The isha baile nami makirim zeze. These are also called makirim. Shmami no da also. So the Gemara answered, there is shini leke. Sheoichlen bederech achile. Ike shinui shen derech lishan elo bekirov boso. This oifen ashchive is a shinui. Kedachsiv. Sheira ksuso voinosa. V'omar mar she'er ze kiruv boso. She'im omar i'ev she'elehi be'bigdov u'be'bigdo yaitzi v'yitin ksuba b'mesechtes ksubes. So al koponim, so this is not a shchive, that's derech ishus. This is a shinui in the oifen ha'shchive. So memele, so deis and shinui is That's a different story. So it could be it's muta. Ike da amri, the Gemara wanted to be patient the other way. The oma, tosh, the amri, tosh, ma'arav, shimen, gulay, mishnei, ach, sanay, ma'ich, leo, shulchan, echad. Ze boso, ve ze gvine. Ve it mara lo, omar, avchonin, barami, amar, shmul, lo ishonu, shein, makirin, ze, ze. Avo, makirin, ze, ze, oso. Bahani nami makirin ze ze ninu. It's also makirin. So the Gemara wanted to be patient that it's also. And for the Gemara, ho, someday is ike shine leke. Hoche ike deis ve ike shine. Here there's deis and there's shinui. So therefore, we can't be patient from basa b'chol. Toshma. Lo yoichel hazov im hazove mishum hergel aveire. Let's go to our Mishnah. Our Mishnah says that it is also, even though this day is. Then for the Gemara, ochinami, day is ike, shinui leke. Even though this day is, but there's no shinui, so therefore we have to be chayish lehergel aveire. Toshma, there's a posik in Yecheskel. The Pasuk is speaking about a person who was a tzaddik. And the Pasuk elaborates what's called a tzaddik. El ha-horim loy ochal. So Rashi says, what's pshat in this Pasuk, this chaluk of the Pasuk. Perk eilu eina nischofen b'sanhedrim b'forish lei. Sheloi nispalneis b'schus ovois. He did not have need schus ovois for panose. Sheloi hutzrich lekach. The fisher who tzaddik, he's a tzaddik, so he doesn't need schus oveis for panos. Ve'einav le'inosa l'giluli beis Yisroel. Ves eishes re'ehu le'itima, al isha nide le'ika. So it's saying all the milas of this person, so it says two other milas. Le'itima eishes re'ehu, which is speaking about gilei aroyes of an eishes ish. Elisha nida laikra. Makish isha nida laishas chayayu. So Yecheskel made a hekish isha nida laishas chayayu. Ma aishas chayayu. Hu be big doi. Vehi be big do also. That's for sure. Afishtai nida. Hu be big doi. Vehi be big do also. Shma mino. So we found the psalimut. Rav Yosef found the we found a limud from this pasuk that Yecheskel was makish isha nida la'eshes chayeh. Now let us see what Rashi has to say. So Rashi, ma eshes chayehu, the osalon yichud min ha'teire b'kiddushin ve'yachicha ben imecha. So Rashi says, yichud is also min ha'teire, because we learn out from the pasuk that ben misyached in imoy, but like this one is not permitted to be misyachid with an elder. So now all of a sudden Rashi speaks about yichud. So the Gemara is speaking about hu be bigdoi vehi be bigdo. So what's happening over here? So the Mefarshim explain, I think the Chiddush Yaran and the Achronim say pshat according to Rashi as follows. That yichud is also by an eishes ish. There's an isa deraisa of yichud. So if yichud is also, is a vada gewiss, hu be big doi vehi be big do is icher also. That's a greater kiruv than yichud. So that's icher also by, that's a kal v'choyna, by an eishes ish. Now, the Torah was makish, anide means of a ishtoi nide, To an Eishas Ish. Now what is the Hekish? Is the Hekish that Yichud is also by Ishtai Nide? It's not true. Because Yichud is Mutter by Ishtai Nide. How do we know Yichud is Mutter? The Gemara in Sanhedrin learns out from a Pasuk in Shir HaShirim, Suga B'Sheishanim, that a barrier of roses is also sufficient to be mavdol ish me ishtai bimei nidusa, so memele yichud is mutter. And there's a svara also, that it's pas pesaloi, yesh lehetel isura. So memela, so ishte nida, you can't be medame ishte nida for neshes ish. And neshes ish is, there's no pas pesaloi, so memela, so yichad is also. Here we have a svore and a posik, so yichad is mutter. So al kolponim, so the hekish that we have, that ishte nida is similar to neshes ish, they have the same halacha. So can't be speaking about the halacha of Isser Yichud because they don't have the same halachas. And it's the pasuk because they do have the same halacha. So we have to say because Mestame, the pasuk is speaking about this halacha. Who be big da, he be big da. Is Memele, this is Zicha Asam in HaTeire. This is according to Rashi. This is Zicha Asam in HaTeire. If Yichud is also, so this is about the Gibis also. So Memele, this is Zicha Asam in HaTeire by Eishes Ish, and so Mestama, the Hekish is going on this, who be big doi, vehi be big do, and that is Pshat in the Pasuk. So I have a Shat. Places did not learn like this. Ma Eishes Rayeyu, who be big doi, vehi be big do also. So Taisus learned a different Pshat. Pahasam Svaru hu lesser, lefishe Yitzroi toikvoi, mizgaber olav biyoisa. Now it's a limud from Yisra Yichud. It's a svare that the matzav of who be big day ve he be big da be eishes rayeyu is zicharasa. And there's a hekish, some amelis, so we learn that from the hekish that who adin ish te nida. The Rashi pirish, afilu be yichud nami osa midiraisa. That be eishes is an isa yichud. Be nire, the mashme de reitze lesa yichud be nida. So that can't be. Because yichud is mutter by nida. So that's Taisvus Kasha. He says, Taisvus understood that according to Rashi, we want to learn how to Nisar Yichud. So Taisvus says, it's not true. Yichud is Mutter B'Ishtai Nidah. That's how the Chiddush Yeran says that, no, the Limud is not on Yichud, because now we have a Svar and a Pasuk. Also, Kaponim, the Limud is by Hu Be Bigdo, that's a Kal V'Chaimah from Yichud. Not the way Taisvus says it's a Svar Ba'al Meleser. We'll see later it's a Svar of the Rabbonon. No, it's a Dereis of the Kisah according to Rashi. Now, Taisus has a problem. Taima, Taisus asks as follows. The Yichud, the Osa Min HaTeire, now Taisus has a problem. How do we understand the Atzim Halochas? Because Rashi's Pshat is wrong, but Bifa statement does. The Yichud, the Osa Min HaTeire, Lo Yafinan Meyeshishish. The Halocha is that Yichud is Mutter. Vishari Benide Kedersiv Suga Bashe Shanan. That's the Gemara in Sanhedrin. Viva Posik. That there's a barrier, there's a shema, there's a between ish ve ishtai nida. The who be big do, ve he be big do, loy havi afilu be ishish ish elo mi de rabbonon, the matzav of who be big do, this svare hi lasa lefisha yitzroi toikvoi, umisgaber olav be yoisa, which this is also mi de rabbonon by ishish ish gufa. So you have a fellow basis, Inshallah mi de Rabbon. Also benide me hekeshe. And this is also benide. Fektach teises, wie versteh ich, it's a modne sach. That yichud, that is also min a teure, is mutter bei nide. And hube big doi, that is also mi de Rabbonon, this is also bei nide. Today, have along the mesa yichud, Mehekeshe, ule mishri hu bebig div hu bebig dov lo yichud kigayin she pesach pesuch lo shusarab misuge ba shishan. Vektach teisves, you have here two limud. You have here a hekesh that says hilchis eishes ish apply by ish teinide. That's the hekesh. You have a posik in shir hashirim suge ba shishanim that ish teinide is mutter. The ish teinide is mutter and something what eishes ish is also. So you have here two limudim. In one place they're similar, in one place they're not similar. So Taisus says, Lemaisis, so what did Chazal say? Yichud, that's also min ha-toyre, that's mutter by nida. Who be big day, that's only also min ha-rabona by yeshishish, that's also by nida. I mean, why do you make such pshoras? The svaras v'na hapachu. By an iser de reis, it should be that yichud should also be also. And by this Issa the Rabbonon, now Taisus explains, where do we have an Issa the Rabbonon? We have found Issa Yichud, so Taisus says, no, who be big do, he be big do. Kegoyin she Pesach pasuach l'shus haram. So you have a case where there won't be yichud, where there won't be yichud. So this is only a iser the rabbonon. So here it should be. So this the suga bashishanim will tell me that the iser yichud. The Sugya Bashanim will tell me that this Issel doesn't apply by Ishtaylida. That's Taisvus Kasha. How did Chazal know to draw the line? Al Kaponim, that's Taisvus Kasha. Al Kaponim, we see a Meir Dikazach. That with Svarit, how do we understand? Let's forget about Taisus Kasha. Taisus says we should say by Nida that should be also be Yichud the Mutal be Bigda be Bigda. But let's speak about Eishes Ish Gufe. An Eishes Ish is also mina Teira. Who be Bigda ve he be Bigda? What Taisus says Svaru lasa lafisha Yitzray tokvay miskaber ol be Yisa. This is the Svarit. Taisus paints the picture. This is only Yosemite the Rabbon. How do we stamazay the how do we understand this? There's a difference between Yichud and Hu be Bigda vehi be Bigda. So it seems the Svare is as follows. That the Taish of Yichud is a matziv, that in this matziv the person has an opportunity to do a chet. He's secluded and there's no minis. That is Osamina Torah. To find oneself in a matzev that he has an opportunity to do a chet, but the opportunity to do a chet is the teira asad min ha-teira. This is also min ha-teira. Hu be bigdoi ve hi be bigdo et pesach pesuach l'shus harab. This matzev is not a matzev to do a chet. There's a hisoiriris to want to do a chet. Yitzrei tokva im iskaber olav b'yoyser. But al koponim, this is not a matzav to do a chet. You have to change the matzav in order to be able to do a chet. This is not osa min ha-teira. This is only osa min ha-rabon. Al koponim, the gemara is poishit from a posik, according to Taisus, the thing is an asmachtem, the posik is only, the hek is only gabi nisa da rabonon. According to Rashi, it's a isa min ha-raisa. We learn that from a posik. Zach the Gemara, Uplige der Afpidos. The one who was Poishit, or this Baraisa who learned out from the Hekish in Yecheskel, Plige der Afpidos. The Omar Afpidos, Loi Osra Teure Ela Kurve Shal Gilui Aroyes Bilvat, Shenemar Ish Ish El Kol Sheel Besoroi, Loi Sikrevu Legalis Elve. Now let us see what Rav Pedos said and what's pshat in the Gemara. So Trashi. Uplige the Rav Yosef, the poshat midroshe bahai kro le'isa, Rav Yosef who was poshit from this poshit, this Rav Yosef's adroshe, adin tzich mit Rav Pedos. Rav Pedos said, pshat in the poshit, ish ish al kol sher besorei le'sikrevu le'galis elve. So he said, what does that mean? That means that loy osra teira ela kurve shel gili aroyes bilvat. Tash mishmamish. Vishal kurve vafilu kiruv boso midarabono. Other kurves of chibuk v'nishuk is only osra midarabono. Vehi bibigdo Afilu midarabonon lekele mikza. So the whole iser of kiruv gufe is only midarabonon. He be bigdo afilu midarabonon lekele mikza. Now agav urche, there is a machloikis of rishonim, and the rishonim, the Ramban and Sefer HaMitzvahs, is a whole ariches on this gemore. Well, the halach is brought on a machloikis, the Rambam in Ramban in the Isser of Leithikrevu Legalis Elve, if it is an Isser on only on beer, or it is an Isser on Kol Krevis, Leithikrevu Legalis Elve. The Rambam Shita is Kol Krevis Shal Hano is that's also the Torah Asad the Krevis, Leithikrevu Legalis Elve. The Rambam Shita is Chibuk Venishik is also Mina Torah. The Rambam Shita is therefore there's a din yehorig val yaver and chibuk v'nishuk. And the Ramban says no, that the iser the eraisa is of davke gilu yerve and not kreves. Al kolponim, so what does the Gemara say? So the Gemara says that, let us go as follows. We learned till now that how did the Hekish work according to Rashi? The Hekish worked because if there's a Issa Yichud, Abadi Gibis is a Issa Huba Big Zavi Big Da. So Mamela, we have a Pasuk already. So we have a Pasuk. So the Aishis Reyehu was speaking about Huba Big Zavi Hiba Big Da. That's all. That's Ichel Asa Minat Torah. The Mamela, we have a Hekish Al Kaponim Lagabi Aishis Reyehu. Rav Dos came and said, Rabbi said, there's no such Issa. Afilu, that is not also in the Torah. Afilu kirev boser is only also in the Rabbonim. So who be big day, he be big day is not even that. So memele, so he be big day, afilu mit Rabbonim, leke le mikzo. So lechere, pshat is, lechere Rashi is saying two things. Your posik, forget about. You had a posik with the hekish. There's no such issa. There's no issa of who be big day, he be big day. You made it a kal v'chaymer of yichud. Not a kal v'chaymer of yichud. There's no such issa. Afilo kirav boser is only also midah rabbona. So, and then Rashi agavuche, then Rashi makes up the chesed ben nefesh also. So since kirav boser, who is only also midah rabbona? So memele, he be big da, afilo mida rabbono leka le migzer. Hey, sis, the Torah was not choishish of kiruv boso that it might bring to the gilui erbe. It's only the rabbono nasot. And if the rabbono nasot, kiruv boso, so that's it. A step less than that, a dalga less than that. Afilo mida rabbono leka le migzer. So pligi de rapdos. You have machlekes, Rabbi Yosef and rapdos. Let us see Torah. So pligi de rapdos. The Omar Rapdos, Le Osra Toira Elo, Gili Elva Mamish. Taimo, Menolai de Pligi, Dume Midarabon and Osra Apilohu be Big Doi. The Taisus learned before that the whole thing was a pilpul and a Darabon. Taisus never noches it's a Daraisa. So Taisus learns it's a Darabon. So Mamela was a Darapdos Kizos. Rapdos is speaking about the Isra de Araisa. So the Yisr, the Arayis is Gili Arayis Mamish. Fine, but we're speaking about the Rabbonon, so how does Rabdos help us in our situation? The Rashi, the Pirishkan, even the Midi Arayis Eloyoso Elo Tashmish Mamish, since Midi Arayis only Tashmish is also, Midi Rabbonon Loyoso Elo Kiro Boso, in the mainland there should be Mutter, because this is a Dalga lesson this. Loi nehire, de mistome loi polig amas nissen, de loi yoichol hazovi mazovo. So if you make such cheshbonis, so what do you do with the Mishnah? He says, I the Mishnah, there's no shinoi, here there's a shinoi, but some of the Lashon of Rashi was, Rashi didn't go into this, Rashi just went down to say, Dalga less than Kirov Boso, so what do you do with the Mishnah? That's places Kasha and Rashi. For Oid v'chi less like the Eishes Chaye, who be big day, he be big day also? That's not also? That's places Kasha and Rashi. Mosor Yish Rabbeinu Tam, the Plige der Abdos as follows. The kivin de loy osra teure ella kreiva shall gila yarayis bilvad. The teure, the isra teure was only a kreiva of gila yarayis bilvad. That's the deraisa. Im kain, ein londu lesa veligzer ella ke ein sha osra kosa. Tahainu deyais beloy shinui. So the Rabbonon can only answer ke'ein she'osar ha'kosu. Ke'goin lo yoichol hazov im hazovo. Avalu bebigdoi vehi bebigdo. Ve'ike deyis v'shinoi. Lo yizberapto. Afalu bei sheshish. U bebigdoi vi bebigdo shori. So what does the Rabbeinu Tam say? So number one, Bachsame, we see from the Rabbeinu Tam amoyre de kevot. The Ramban in Sefer HaMitzvahs mentions such a svore. What is the gather of Isser de Rabbonon? Asum mishmeres le mishmarti. The Ramban wants to say, if you learn that the makir that we have to listen to the gzeres de Rabbonon is loisoso, or it's an asmachta loisoso. So the Ramban says, so what is pshat in loisoso? If you'll say that the makir is from loisoso. So he says, for example, the Torah said that you're not allowed to carry from a Rishus HaYochid to a Rishus HaRab. That's what the Torah said. What would be if the Rabbonim would say, you know, you're not allowed to carry, now Pshat the Pasuk is not a Rishus HaRab, a Karmelist. You're not allowed to carry from a Rishus HaYochid to a Karmelist. Now if they would tell us that's Pshat in the Pasuk. So then we're not Torah. But wherever the Isser HaYitzor is, they're the ones that tell us Pshat in the Isser. They told us the Isser HaYitzor is not only to a Rishus HaRab, it's to a Karmelist also. Then they didn't have to listen to that. Rabbi Loisosa, Mikol HaShay Yerucha. Lamaisa, they never said that's Pshat in Pasuk. The Pasuk is, you know, to carry from a Rishus HaRab. But mit der Rabbonon, they were malchiv, the Isser Torah, al tziyot. So they enlarged in the Isser Torah. The Torah said not to carry from a Rishus HaYochid to a Rishus HaRab. And they said, mit der Rabbonon, when is out the car? Kamus is also a shusarab midarabon. So al tsyog, they were malchiv the isuri de reise. So it seems from the Rabbeinu Tam, the Rabbeinu Tam held all the tsyogim that they're bekoyach to make is only, if you're only be malchiv the isuri teire, to make something new in ganzen, that in the gather of tsyogim al kaponim, there's no such koyach. So the Mela, so that's Pshat in the Raptos, the Pliga Raptos. If Raptos said that the Isser, the Eraise, is a case of Deis without Shinui, so the Rabbonon can only duplicate Isserim, the Rabbonon also Deis without Shinui. The minute you have Shinui, so the Mela, you can't Shaf an Isser, the Eraise. And this is the Rabbon. He can't shop on this is the Rabbon. So Memele, Sayin Echanami. So Memele, therefore, Lo Yoich Al Azovi Mazovo, that could be also me the Rabbonim, because that's also, it's a Harchove, but it's without a Shinui. But with a Shinui, it is also. With a Shinui, they couldn't be Geiser. What I don't understand from the Rabbeinu Tam is, Rapdos, unless you learn different pshat in Rapdos. I mean, Rashi said pshat in Rapdos is that he was megala to us that the Isser the Araisa is Gili Erve Mamish. That's Rapdos. Rapdos was the Ramban Zachosit. That Minatel Tony also Gili Erve. What would be if Rapdos would hold like the Ramban? You could also say the same shtick Torah. The whole shtick Torah that Taisva says is that the Isurei the Rabbonon have to be me'ein the Araisa. The Araisa is speaking about without a Shinui, so the Rabbonon is also speaking about without a Shinui. If Minatayre Chibuk V'Nishik is also, so it's also without a Shinui. I mean, the Isurei the Araisa without a Shinui, so you can be Machiv the Isurim also without a Shinui. What's up to Serap does? If you hold that this is a good vote, that the Isuri, the Rabbonon have to be, may angel Teure. But what's geht mir on if the Teure is Gile Yerve, the Krave or the Gile Yerve? But the Krave is also without a Shinui. So that's, what did they see in Rapdos? Rapdos only said Pshat and Aposik. By the time it's saying Pshat and Xeris, about how do you connect this with Rapdos? Or maybe the Rabbeinu Tam Taka learned the Ganzen, maybe he didn't learn like Rashi. Maybe he learned that Rav Dos Basically, the Rapdos is telling us, forget that the Rapdos is just telling us that the Isser Derais is without a Shinui. That's all what he's saying. They also tell a Kuvish or Gili Arais. Maybe he's not going into it. Maybe it's Chibat Gunishik is also, so he's not going into it. But the whole Isser Derais, before we wanted to say that Afilakuba Bigday is awesome in Atayah. That's what they wanted to say before. And Rapdos, maybe that's what Rapdos is saying. No, the Isser Derais is only without a Shinui. Whatever the Issa Derais is, he's not going into this. So the Meila said, he said, I want him to be Ka'en Shol Torah. The Ri Perish, Upliga the Rapdos, the Ri learned a different shot. Ki even the Islay, the Loi Shaykh Loshin Kreiv, Ela Begili Aroyis Mamish, that since Rapdos holds that the Taich Kiruv is Mamish Gili Aroyis, Vim Kein Vel Isha Nida Loi Yikrav, Rapdos hat uns megale gewen Peitschwerte, le sikrevu does not mean a kreve le gile jaroyes. Le sikrevu means gile jaroyes. So me meile, ein lil meiden behekish me eishes ish lesa hu be big doi, la fuki loshin kreve mi mashmo usoi. So the Ri said, pshat, fakir, that's the pligi the Rapdos. Rav Yosef wanted to use this pasuk to tell me, "V'el isha nida lo yikrov." Is speaking about who be big doy. No, that's not good ivre. Yikrov is the taich gili arayis hot Rav Dos Megala given. So meila, so you tell me the hekish is going on this and who be big doy. You can't be going on who be big doy because yikrov means gili arayis. So meila, so your whole drasha stipt nicht. The doichiku. The Aishis Rayayu Loitime, Mash Metam Tash Mishmamish, Velochi Yasrin and Hube Big Day, Hube Big Day. Prektach Taisves, before Rapdos. Rapdos was Megalatos Pshatan Kreve. Kreve means beer. But Time is Icha beer. Vava Pekin the Gemara wanted to say Pshat, that the Pasuk is telling me that the Aishis Rayayu Loitime means Hube Big Day, Hube Big Day. And there's a hekish isha needed teishes chayeyu. So Kolcher weiss, they sound to be a stickler in pshatn posig. So why did the Gemara become the spoil all of a sudden of the Rapdos said that kreva means beer? Yeah, that's an ivritaych, but the hekish hot is nit. Zog the Gemara weiter. Ule, ki ava osi mi beirat, when he came back from yeshiva, have a menashik lohu la'achvosei, he used to kiss his sister, Abay Chadayu, and the Shadayim, Vamrila Abay Yodayu. Well, I said he kissed her on the hand. Upliga di day adi day. The Omar Ule, Afilushum Kulva Osa. There's another member of Ule that said Afilushum Kulva Osa, Mishum Leich Leich Amrine Nezire, Scher Scher Le Karma Le Sikra. A person should be marchik from all things that could bring lidechet. Let us see Taisus. Upliga didei adidei. Vuhu aya yedeye ba'atzmai shloyovi lidehil. Shetzadi gomorhoya, kedemrinim pek beiz diksubis, dravade barave markiv lo akasfei, dravade barave used to take the kala, simchas kala, used to carry her on his shoulders, Umarakit needs to dance. Omri le rabbonon, anan ma'ale mevetochi. We also should be mesamech the kala like this. Omalehem, he told them as follows. Idam yelochen kikshure. If to you there's no difference, if you're carrying a cloth, you're carrying a piece of wood, if you're carrying the kala, there's no helgish, there's no difference to you. Lechai gesuntahei, kezoichet me tanzen azeh mit the kala. The Eloi, Eloi. But if there'll be any difference in Helgish between a Kshure and a Kala, then it's not Kshure if you carry the Kala. That's what he told them. Vaseifa lechosh leforish leharech kan lama hayoisen. Al kaponim the Chaydish ha'oviv says pshat that be'emison upli says pshat and taisis pligid di day adi de be'esim is a machlokes. And he explains what the machlokes was. The Ule, the first mice of Ule, Ule held, and that's what Rav Ade Barave held. Rav Ade Barave held that there's a Isser Hiru, there's a din, a person has to be marik himself from the Shoynes. When, what is the gather? So Ravada Barava held there's no standard ruler. Each person has a different ruler. Each person has different relation. Ravada Barava held he's permitted to Alkiva Kasve. If you're not in my master, you're not permitted. So Memele, that Ula also held like that. Ula Taisus is Mevaya Ula before he had Charote. Ula, by him, he was a Tzadik Gomer that was Gonish. This Pula did not bring any hero, Gonish. But later Ula said, the Omar Ula, Afilo Shum Kulva Osam Shum Leich Lechabrina Naziris Chayos Chayos Lechamol Eisikrov. Here, Ula said there's an Iser on Kuvah. The snapshot is a person has to first be margish what his matzav is, and then we'll see is he permitted to do this Pula. Ula said, La Loche Shum Kuvah is also. So Ula said, now it is not each one has his own Shulchan Aruch. No, there's a standard Shulchan Aruch for everyone. So Taket is a Machloikis. Taisvis is being Mavara, how Ula held in the first Maisa. But Upligi the Ula Ula. Ula Taka was later Chayza, and Ula Taka held that the Kelt is a standard Shulchan Aruch for everyone. Leich Lech Amrin in Nezires, Chayus Chayu Lekalma, Loisika.